This piece was brought to you by Consider Bardwell. ConsiderBardwellFarm.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org. This is the news.
Overall, when you look at the amount of food wasted every day, if we were to bring that food to one central location, we'd have enough food waste to fill the Rose Bowl, which is that tiny little 90,000-seat stadium in Southern California.
Every kitchen has some food waste, but you might be surprised to find out just how much perfectly edible food is wasted. A major precursor of food waste is inconsistency in food date labels. These are the labels we see on packaged food goods, displaying a month, day, and year, following a phrase such as sell by, best before, or use by. There is no uniform federal food dating system in the U.S., and no federal regulation on food dating has been passed in 40 years. The variety of food date labels and the lack of uniformity in regulation are confusing for consumers. As a result, a lot of food that is perfectly fine to eat is wasted, a fact which is obviously connected to existing hunger issues. Less apparent are the effects of food waste as they relate to natural resource depletion and the accumulation of landfill biomass. Last year, Harvard Food Law and Policy Clinic and the National Resources Defense Council released a 60-page report on U.S. food date labeling, called The Dating Game. The report estimated over 90% of Americans prematurely toss food because they misinterpret food dates as a guideline for food safety. According to The Dating Game, inconsistency in date labeling exists on multiple levels, including whether manufacturers affix a date label in the first place, how they choose which label phrase to apply, varying meanings for the same phrases, and the wide range of methods by which the date on a product is determined. The USDA's website offers some clarity on the intended meanings of various date labels. Sell-by dates are intended to tell the retail store how long to display the product for sale, and more specifically, when it should be removed from the shelf. The best if used by or before date is recommended for best flavor or quality. It is not a purchase or safety date. The use-by date is the last date recommended for the use of product while still at peak quality. This date is determined by the manufacturer of the product and most often refers to quality rather than safety. Closed or coded dates are packing numbers for use by the manufacturer and retailer. They aren't intelligible to the consumer. There are dates legible to the consumer, which are not designed for consumer reference. Dates intended solely for business use include production or pack date and sell-by date. Dates intended to communicate with consumers include best if used by, best by, use by, and freeze by. The bottom line is that food dating is not achieving what it was originally intended to do, which was inform customers about product freshness, not safety. And the result is that it is creating a lot of waste of food that is perfectly safe for people to eat. So, who is regulating food dating? U.S. food dating standards are fragmented across industry, business, and state guidelines. States have discretion over perishables such as fish, milk, and eggs. 20 states have regulations on the sale of past date food products, and 9 states have no food dating regulations. While food dating falls within congressional jurisdiction, Congress has delegated dating standards to the United States Department of Agriculture and the Food and Drug Administration. The USDA has the power to regulate meat, poultry, and certain egg products, while the FDA has power over all other types of food products. The only product with date labeling regulated by the federal government is baby formula, and not because of concern for foodborne illness, but for nutrient quality. Jonathan Bloom, author of American Wasteland, joined us to shed light on some of the failures and unintended consequences of the current food dating system.
In that void of rules, there's a real mishmash of state laws on what does and doesn't have to have a date label on it. And some states actually don't require anything, New York being one, where no food product has to have a date label by law. So it makes it tricky if you want to reform the labeling regime that we have in the U.S. So the first step would probably be to have some standardization, and that would help. In another way as well, it would help people figure out just what the heck these terms mean. So you have a variety of date labels like best by, best before, user freeze by, use by, sell by, and then my favorite, just the plain old date stamped on the package. But you have no idea really what it represents. But as a result, you have a lot of confusion, and because people aren't as familiar with foods and they aren't as skilled in the kitchen as they once were, there's this sense that we need to take caution and we're not sure when things are going to go bad, so when in doubt, throw it out. And that seems to be the prevailing logic, and as a result, so much of our household food gets pitched in the garbage or sent down the disposal. The situation has gotten a bit out of hand, and it's high time to look at how we approach the topic of date labeling. And incidentally, I think one related topic or one possible solution would be changing the semantics on the topic. I try not to use the term expiration date, although most people do, because that's really not what that date represents. It's not the date on which that food expires. And that very concept is a fallacy.
You might be wondering, how did it get to be this way? In the 1940s, most Americans were connected to farms, or at least to the production of their food. This changed dramatically by the 70s, and consumers recognized the lack of information they had regarding the freshness of foods at grocers and markets. People requested more information. As a result, manufacturers and retailers changed their internal labels to be read more easily by the public. They changed closed dating systems to open dating systems. 10 bills aimed at creating a national standard for food labeling were introduced between 1973 and 1975 alone. The FDA and the Government Accountability Office were in favor of federally regulating food labeling, but industry pushed back, claiming they were already spending millions in voluntary compliance, and that added regulation would discourage future voluntary efforts. No federal regulation on food dating has passed in 40 years, and not for lack of trying. In 1999, the National Uniform Food Safety Labeling Act and the Food Freshness Disclosure Act were introduced. They both stalled and did not pass out of committee. New York State Congresswoman Nita Lowey brought the Food Freshness Disclosure Act before Congress five more times between 2001 and 2009, and she is poised to reintroduce the legislation again. So where does this leave us?
Food waste has a dramatic impact on our economic situation, our environmental situation, and the ethics as well. So obviously, wasted food impacts the hunger situation. Wasted food is a lost opportunity in the ability to feed all Americans. But food waste has a dramatic impact on our environment as well. When we think about the natural resources that are used to grow our food, well, those resources are squandered when we throw away as much as we do. So to put that in perspective, about 25% of fresh water usage goes into food that isn't used. And what that actually looks like is equivalent in size to the Great Salt Lake in Utah. So every year we're wasting a Great Salt Lake worth of water, of fresh water, that could be better used elsewhere. There's a tremendous amount of energy embedded in the food that we don't use. So the estimates are that about 4% of all U.S. energy usage goes into food that is ultimately not used. Every year we're squandering 70 times the amount of oil leaked into the Gulf of Mexico through the Deepwater Horizon tragedy through the food that we waste.
So what is the consumer takeaway?
Well, I don't think that the date labels are necessary for most products. Certainly not the shelf-stable items like rice and pasta, cans of coffee, or my favorite, bottles of water. We as consumers should be trusting our senses, our sense of smell and taste and even sight to see when things are good or when things might have gone bad. And certainly food can go bad before that date on the label. So it's all the more important to really trust your senses. And if anyone out there is wondering whether or not they will be able to tell when food's gone bad, the millennia of development of those senses will really come in handy. And if you're not sure if you've ever smelled bad milk, you haven't. If you know that you're not going to be able to eat something before it goes bad, to try to use the freezer as a waste avoider. But really, taking a step back, the best way to reduce household food waste is simply not to buy as much food. not to put yourself in that position where you couldn't possibly eat all the food you have in your refrigerator before it goes bad.
The Dating Game, the report by Harvard Law and the NRDC, made prescriptive suggestions expected to clear up the brunt of food date confusion. The three main points of action included making sell-by dates invisible to the consumer, establishing a reliable, coherent, and uniform consumer-facing dating system, and increasing the use of safe handling instructions and how to use information. Limiting food waste in your home is a practical and effective way to contribute to a greener, more sustainable world. If we are better able to manage food waste streams on state, national, and industrial levels, we will be in a better position to address issues of climate change, hunger, and population growth. So next time you're dusting off a can from the back of your pantry, remember, your common sense is a more reliable guide than food labeling. This is Laura Del Campo for HeritageRadioNetwork.org in Bushwick, Brooklyn.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.